Hey, hey, nice to have your company today. This is Tune In with Erica. Well, 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 that was an interesting start to the day. I just started my music up and went to turn my microphone on, and the whole thing is done on a virtual mixer. And the microphone wasn't there. I haven't touched it since last week. I don't know what's going on. Do you know, it has been a really strange week. Have you had a week like that? The solar flares, so much going on. We had the Northern Lights here. You had them in the States. I didn't get to see them. I was gutted. I didn't go out on the Friday, and by the Saturday, they weren't visible this far south. But anyway, yeah, it's been a very strange week, so I'm not surprised my microphone just decided to vanish into the ether. But hopefully I am now back and you can hear me. And I am looking forward to spending this half hour with you on Tune In with Erica. I've got my dragon cards with me. There is a reason for that. I'll tell you in a moment. I've got my beautiful angel wisdom deck, and we have a chat room, which is buzzing because I can already see people in there. It's so busy. I have Maureen, good morning, and Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from 1-2-Listen. Good morning to Tiffany and to Mariana. Let's see who else is in there. Renee and Laura and Alan. And it looks like Ali. Ali's new to my chat room, so welcome. Let me just do the refresh thing and see what Facebook's going to do with your messages. So I've got top comments there. Turn them into all comments. And have a look. Maureen, good morning to you, my Libra sister, and to Laura, to Renee, Jennifer. I've got two more comments in there. Joni, I can see you coming in the room. Good morning to you. And Lioness is in the house too. So it's a busy, busy, busy day. I will get in there. I suspect you would all like readings, so I will definitely do that. So I have my wisdom deck with me, which I have to say, I've spring cleaned. It's not often. Good morning to Gwyn, who's just come in the room as well. It's not often that I clean my deck, but I looked at my deck the other day and I was trying to do some readings for myself and the deck was sticking. And I thought, it's actually because it's in my hands all the time. I use it not only when I'm talking to you, I use it when I'm working for 1-2-Listen. Quite often I do readings for myself. And it had just got so sticky with me handling it. And I thought, oh, do you know what? So I sat and individually wiped each card. My goodness, it took me forever. And you wouldn't believe what came off the cards. Yuck. No wonder the deck was sticking. Anyway, so my sparkly clean deck is here with you today. I've also got my dragon decks. And the reason for that is that this weekend I will be at a huge mind, body, spirit festival here in Cornwall. It's called the Healing Light Festival. It's always a pleasure for me to go to this. It's in a new venue, this time in a place called Penryn by Falmouth, which is, you can go and look those towns up if you want to. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's a beautiful building right by the water. And they said, will you teach a workshop? So I said, sure. Okay, I'll teach a workshop. What do you want? Because there's people there, there's everything there. There's, you know, there's Wiccan, there's Reiki, there's crystals, there's drums. I'm taking loads of books and tuning forks. You name it, anything metaphysical, it's going to be there. So I thought, do you know what? I think I'll teach about dragons. And the woman said, yes, please. So Sunday, I shall be taking my dragons with me. And all my dragon bits and pieces, including my badge that says Cornish Dragon Conservation Society. And I'll be teaching about dragons. So I thought if you'd like a little dragon class today, I could practice with you. Now, I know you know about dragons, but maybe somebody's going to pick up the replay of this show, or maybe you know someone who would like to know about dragons, and you could point them in the direction of the show, which of course will go to on demand, and therefore it'll be absolutely free. So they will get a free dragon lesson. So I'm going to be doing that a little later on. First of all, let me do you some readings. I'm going to do clear the deck, a card for the day, wherever you are, whenever you are. You may be listening to me on demand on the replay. This is a card that connects us all because, of course, consciousness is limitless in time and space. So let me just tune into the deck. and find us a card for the day. There we go. It's a fire card. It's the Two of Fire, Two of Wands, if you like your traditional tarot. I love this card because it's just so positive. It's a couple sitting there on a tree that, even though it's been cut down, it's growing new shoots, because this can be a new beginning card. And one of them is holding the world in his hand, and the other one is holding a beautiful white lily, which to me also means Archangel Gabriel, although this card comes with Zadkiel as well. And the fire on it as well, because I teach Holy Fire Reiki, this card just speaks to me. It's about taking the next steps. It's bold and ambitious choices. It's growth coming from unexpected places, because there's this tree that has been cut down and yet it has new shoots coming from the side. So it's expanding your plans or planning to move forward. So that's the energy of today that we can all share with the, I don't know about you, these solar flares. My goodness, I don't think I've slept properly all week. I've slept in the day, been exhausted, and then been bouncing off the walls at night. It's been extraordinary energy this week. So let me do you some readings in the chat room. If you've not been in the chat room before, and I am so delighted to welcome new people, it's on Facebook. If you're a Facebook person, just put in 12 Radio and it will bring you to the group. If you're not there already, you can go to the website 12radio.com. That's the number 12, 12radio.com. Look at the choice of menus on the left-hand side. You can read all about the hosts. You can see the on-demand section where you can catch up with shows from me and all of my colleagues. And you'll also find the schedule. You can find out what's on where the replays are, and also, you'll have an option to chat. So click chat, come on in. And there you will find, under my banner, Tune In with Erica. That's what you're looking for. You will find Maureen. So good morning to Maureen. You would like, if time permits, a reading with the dragon cards. Okay, dragons it is then. Stressful month for finances and hoping the tides have changed. Do you know, I believe they are. I think, Maureen, that you're not alone in that. Hands up. I'm finding it an interesting financial month, shall I say it politely. But I just know that it's going to be all right in the end. Don't know how. It just is. I think we have to just hold tight and trust. And it's that fine balance of not restricting your spending so much that you go into lack mentality, but also just judging how and when to pay for something. So let me have a look at what the dragons would like to add to that. I'm using Diana Cooper's deck, which is coming with me to the Healing Light Festival. I have a source dragon. Now, part of the thing I'm going to be teaching is that obviously dragons are powerful energies. They are emanations of source energy, just as angels are. And this dragon is spinning this infinity energy between, she's definitely a she, her paws, and actually there's the infinity loop when I look above her head, which means source is interconnected, it's powerful, that there is no such thing as lack. Actually, there is always enough to go around. It's just the way we as human beings interact in this world that sometimes it can feel like that. So the message from the source dragon is to be still, and in the silence, magic can happen, and be in the moment. So again, it's holding this energy that no matter what it looks like, it will be all right in the end, somehow. Just trust. So I hope that helps, Maureen, because I know you're a Libra like me. I know we like to organise things. Laura, good morning to you. Happy Thursday to you. You would like a reading. So let us get out the wisdom deck and just tune into it for Laura. And we have a card out for you. Interestingly, I have card number 15. It comes with a message from Archangel Michael. Now, he's got his sword of truth, his protection out. And he's rescuing someone who, A, is wearing a blindfold, so she's really not seeing things very clearly. And she's feeling chained up, that she's not free to make decisions. And he's cutting through the chains. And again, in a way, this good morning to Patty Wiles and Peggy as well, who've just come in the room. In a way, this echoes what I was saying to Maureen. It's this feeling of how we perceive the world. And of course, we perceive the world because we are human beings living in it, in human bodies. But inside, you are source energy. And what this card says is, if you can go back to the point where you know your source energy, and that your thoughts quite often become things, that cutting through that illusion is what will set you free. You can't tell source how to do things. I'm the world's worst at this. Give me the gift of patience and I want it now. I have to get out of my own way. And this is a card about getting out of your own way, but trusting that what you need in life is on its way to you. I suspect this is going to be a theme today, as I've already had two cards on this subject. Good morning to Renee. Hello to you. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Thursday greetings to you too. Joining with your morning coffee in your hand and your dog in your lap. Oh, what a lovely image. Oh, I can feel that. I really can. Giving your dog a little pat on the head. Bless. Tiffany, good morning to you. You're working from home for over a decade and you've just accepted a full-time office administration position that I start tomorrow. Well done. That is brave. Is this going to serve my best and highest good? What will be the outcome if I pursue working remote from home instead? Okay. What I'm hearing, without even going near the cards, Tiffany, is that this is a cycle in your life. And even if you feel out of your comfort zone, first in full-time in an office, which you probably will do if you've worked remotely from home, because suddenly you're working with everybody else's energies, and please do take lots of energy protectors into your full-time office. So take crystals. If you work with crystals, charge them with Reiki. If you use Reiki, send Reiki ahead to your office, to your position, to your computer. Call in your guardian angel, call in Archangel Michael, put yourself in a protective bubble. However you like to work, Tiffany, do that, because it will feel very strange. But I also feel that this has been offered to you for a reason and a purpose. And however long you decide to be there, you are going to take away new wisdom from that interaction. So have a wonderful day tomorrow. Take your angels with you. Might even take a dragon if you feel like it. And you can curl the dragon up under the desk. Nobody else will notice unless they work with dragons. But just enjoy the journey. Lioness, good morning to you. Sending love and hugs right back at you. Joni, good morning. You're having a strange week indeed too. Ups and downs. You're up for a card. Bless you. Let's see, Joni, what card I can bring to you for this week. What would be helpful for Joni to know? That's always a good question to ask. Well, you know what else to ask? What would be helpful to know? There we go. I've got two air cards, Joni. Now, air cards are always thoughts, our thought process. And interestingly, I have the Knight and the Queen of Air. Now, the knight is full of action, leaping forward, decisive, focused, driven. It says to me that there will be events that move very quickly. It can be quite challenging sometimes when you get this card. Meet challenges with intellect, with calm, rather than immediately knee-jerk jumping to an emotion. There's nothing wrong with our emotions. They're our guides, but don't knee-jerk react to things that you hear said at the moment. Now, I have it with the Queen of Air, and I love the Queen of Air. She's a very Libra energy, and she's got a very incisive, clear mind. I mean, she can read between the lines. She can cut to the chase, but she's also got a great sense of humour. So if you've got conversations or thoughts that are challenging, or your thoughts are leaping into action all over the place, just keep that Queen of Air incisive mind about you. And above all else, keep a good perspective and a sense of humour to hand. That is what I would say about that. While I've been talking to you, I've refreshed the page, so I'm going to go and take a look because I know there are more comments in there. Good morning to Gwyn. Good morning to Lioness. You have an elemental friend and you're wondering what it can give him as a gift. Any ideas? Well, an elemental, by elemental, I would say a fairy energy. Fairies love anything shiny. They love chocolate. Would your friend enjoy ceremonial cacao? Depends what sign your friend is. If they're a Taurus, they're definitely going to love something that's very tactile and makes them feel good. I mean, that would be very chocolatey. Or they may be, they love shiny things. Or, and fairies, above all else, elementals love fun. So perhaps an experience that would be fun or something shiny, or my vote would be chocolate personally. But you know your friend better than I, but that's what elementals love. Gwyn, you're saying how you wish you could be at the fair. It will be wonderful. Thank you for those kind words. I'm so much looking forward to it in its new venue. Maureen, you are very welcome for the card. Tara Elizabeth, you would like a card, of course. Let me have a look. So what would Tara Elizabeth need to know today for her highest good to make the most of this week? And as I say, make the most of the week, the card comes out. It's a major arcana card. It is number 20. In standard tarot, it would be judgment. In my deck, it is called renewal. And because judgment is a kind of blame mentality, and my deck has very positive spins on the word. So this is more about renewal. You're reviewing the past, perhaps, but you do it with compassion and forgiveness rather than blame and judgment. It can often mean that it's time you're on the cusp of moving in a new direction. It is card number 20. It's not 21. It's not the world. The situation has not ended, but it means you're on the cusp of something new. So it's time to get clarity in your life, because if one cycle is ending, you want to be sure that you have learned everything you can from it. And in your heart, you'll feel this. So if you're thinking, where is this in my life? You're going to feel it emotionally, because this is part of your soul's journey, your soul's wisdom. So I hope that helps. I'm just taking a look at the time to see where I am. Okay, that's fine. So I did promise a little dragon class. A lot of you I know already work with dragons, so bear with me. But if you don't, or you've got a friend who would like to work with dragons, well, this is kind of what I'm going to be doing at the weekend. Because again, at the weekend, I have no idea, the people who are turning up at my workshop, whether they already work with dragons or they don't. But if somebody said to you, dragons? Really? I might start by saying to them, well, do you believe in angels? Most people, unless they're really atheists, most people will say, well, yes, I do. And I said, well, they're energetic beings. They're beautiful, benevolent, energetic beings. And how do you interact with them? How do you know there are angels? And the chances are they say prayers, or perhaps they do angel work, and they just feel that lovely feeling that you get when you connect to an angelic energy. If you've never done it before, you can sit with your guardian angel. It doesn't have to be a major archangel. Your guardian angel is there with nothing else to do but look after you, and half the time we don't listen to them. I think my poor guardian angel spent first half of my life face palming because I certainly wasn't listening. I've got it now. I am listening. But even then, I have to remind myself occasionally to work with my guardian angel. And if you sit with your guardian angel and you wonder, is my guardian angel there? I would say if you just sit and concentrate and put your energy on your spine from the top of your head down to your tail, and then take your focus into the heart chakra, into the middle of your spine, and just ask your guardian angel, who is always so close to you, to step away and to keep stepping away until you feel the difference. Ooh, as soon as I do that, I get chills. It's like I feel like a child that's just been left at school for the first day and mum's gone. Instantly, I ask my guardian angel to come back and step right close to me. And it's like getting a kind of warm, energetic hug. Most people can do that. And I said, well, if you can do that with an angel and you're prepared to trust in angels, dragons are also mighty energetic energies from the very highest dimensional realms where the angels live. So you can do the same kind of exercise with a dragon, to feel the presence of a dragon. Now, dragons feel, to me, very different to an angel. But I would say that we all experience the beyond in different ways. So if you feel differently, that is fine. This is just how I work with dragons. But when I ask my dragon, particularly my dragon's called Max, he's a great big black fire dragon, and you ask your dragon to come to you and you just feel your back, the perimeters of your body, and you ask your dragon to step close to you. Now, dragons I connect to straight through my heart, because a dragon heart is so powerful. I mean, the idea of a dragon, when they breathe fire, it's coming from their chest area. Dragon hearts are so powerful. And I connect heart to heart. So if you just sit and ask your dragon to come to you, and whether it would just breathe its heart's fire a little more than perhaps it normally would do when you're not paying attention. Just pay attention to your heart and to your aura around your body. And to me, it kind of feels like there's a cloak going around me. When I connect to a dragon, it's more like mediumship. And if you ask a medium how they work, they embody the spirit of the deceased loved one they're connecting to. Connecting to a dragon, I almost feel like I'm blending my energy with theirs, which I don't do with an angel. It's a different kind of feeling. So you can just try that and sit there and just ask your dragon, and you will have a dragon. All you have to do is ask. Don't have to be special to have a dragon. Just ask. Anybody can have a dragon. And just ask them to come to you and sense them in whichever way you sense the world. If you're clairaudient, you might hear them breathing. If you're very body sensitive, you might feel the warmth of them or the hug of them or the weight of their wings or the wind of their wings. How do you, might just sense this amazing energy. However you work, that's the way to work with your dragon. And just ask them to step there and make their presence felt with you and see what comes. You may get a name. You may not. Dragon names are so complex and they're energetic. But rather like angels, they will give you a name if you need one. It's we humans who need names. Dragons don't need to do that. Ooh, okay. Let me see where I am for time. Okay, we're still all right for time. Maureen is saying she's very, very drawn to Dragon's Lady. Maureen, I think you and me both, and more people, it is the year of the dragon. I do remember a few years ago when the unicorns were making their presence felt. There was a point, I don't know whether it happened in the USA, but certainly it happened here in the UK. You could not move for unicorns. Every child had a unicorn bag. I had unicorn slippers. There were unicorn logos on just about everything you could think of. You couldn't turn round without seeing a unicorn, because the unicorns were saying, we're here and we've come to help the earth at this time. And now I think the same thing is happening with dragons, particularly in this year of the dragon. They are coming very, very close, and they are very receptive to anybody who wants to work with them, and they are incredibly powerful, loyal allies. So yes, you're drawn to them. I didn't work with them for years. I worked with angels, and it was Diana Cooper who introduced me to dragons. Oh, must have been about 5 years ago now. So all I would say is, if you've not worked with a dragon before, a bit like angels, give it a go. With angels, I used to say, well, please, my dear parking angel, could you help me with a parking spot? With a dragon, dragons are great clearers of energy. So if there's something that you need clarity about, if you can't see your way forward, you could ask your dragon to gently breathe on the path ahead and burn away all that no longer needs to be there so you can clearly see your path ahead. That's one way of working with a dragon. If it's emotional problems you're having, you could call in a water dragon. Water dragons tend to be Eastern. Not always, but they tend to be Eastern. Chinese dragons, Japanese dragons are nearly always water dragons. One of them in particular, a pink one, works with Kuan Yin, which is all about the heart and courage and compassion and forgiveness. So if you're struggling with something emotionally, ask your guardian angel, but also ask a dragon and see what happens. I would always say, don't just trust me on it. The proof of the pudding, as it were, is in the eating. I know angels are there because I see the results when I've worked with the angelic energies over the years, and my life has changed out of all recognition. And since I started working with dragons, things have opened up monumentally as I've started working with the energy of dragons and asking them to guide me, and in particular to give me courage to be really authentic, because this world is so contentious at the moment and there's so much fake stuff about. I'm working with the dragons to say, show me clarity, show me what is fake and what is not, make me aware of it in my heart, in my instincts, and also give me courage to speak up, to stand up for those who need that kind of energy. So I hope if you like to work with dragons, you can try that out and see how you get on with the dragon energy. I'm going to do one more dragon card just because they said so. So, okay, I'll do a dragon card for the day. For you, wherever you are in the world, here is a dragon card. Which dragon would like to appear and make their energy known? Wow, came out of the deck. Beautiful dragon, perfect for what I was talking about. Elemental dragon, an earth and fire dragon. This dragon has almost like a brown wooden body, but the spines and the tail are fire. And this dragon is in the middle of a woodland, but this dragon is no threat to the woodland. This dragon is part of the energies of life of the wood. And there's a beautiful standing stone with a swirl of a dragon fire symbol on it. And this dragon works with you to clear the fifth dimensional ley lines of the planet. It's time for service. And this dragon says, when you give, that way you will also receive. So it's a give and take, because dragons, yes, they're from the angelic realms, but they also want to see what action we're prepared to take, how we are prepared to live differently. They want us to step up. That's why they're coming in now in droves around this planet, because so many people are searching, so many people are wanting to change, and we need that kind of dragon courage, that I love courage. It's the French word courage, rage of the heart. It's that fire in a heart that gets you going and makes you do stuff. So you can see the passion I've got for dragons, and they're turning me very passionate. I am now almost out of time. I hope you enjoyed that little dragon workshop. As I said, I will get the show up on demand as fast as I possibly can. So if you want to go and listen to me and the dragon about the dragons again, or pass it on to someone else, then please do that. Thank you so much also for joining me in the Facebook chat room. I so appreciate your company. So that is all from me. I will be back next Thursday with the final show in May. Stay around on 12 Radio for Backstage Pass with Jay and Raven. And you'll find me and the dragons and the angels and my tarot over on 12 Listen. Grab yourself a TBS. Let's talk.